this is the recording of Building Stories on Air from March 29th. Enjoy! We removed our musical pause, and so when you hear it's where we put some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Enjoy! Good afternoon! This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we welcome you to the fifth episode of Building Stories on Air, right here on WCOM 103.5 and live streaming on WCOMFM.org. But as always, let's start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. Welcome back. This is Building Stories on Air. I am Frederick with the Wooden Fellows, and whether you are listening on 103.5 or online at WCOMFM.org, we are so, so glad you're here. Our fifth episode already, Building Stories with the Wooden Fellows. It's kind of hard to believe. As you may remember, we started with Maurice, our Wooden Fellows, who reminds us that sadness is part of life, who launched our broadcast with some very supportive guests. With time, we hope to get a couple of guests every week to join us to either listen and discover the magic of broadcasting, or even building stories with us. But meanwhile, the Wooden Fellows have been taking the lead, unleashing their imagination and inviting you all, our audience at large, to build your own stories. Then, 3 weeks ago, Pierre Kéroul, our Wooden Fellow who connects us to nature, with his brown eyes and nature-toned clothes, told us a story about Madame Rose, who lives on the gate of the Rose Garden at the Chapel Hill Community Center. Then it was Petite Clotilde's turn. 2 weeks ago, our dreamer, with her purple eyes and purple hair and blue/purple clothes, she told us a story about circles that you can find in downtown Chapel Hill that are actually gates to other lands. Then last week, Madame Rigolote, our Wooden Fellow who is all about joy and fun, with her colorful clothes, red glasses, and gray hair, you know, that comes with the wisdom of aging. So she went on a quest to find humans who could help her build stories for some Puy, those whimsical creatures who loves being story characters. So if you want to picture them a little bit more, the Wooden Fellows are smaller than the smallest dinosaur and bigger than the biggest bug. If you want to be a little bit more precise, they are about 1 or 2 hands tall, depending on the size of your hand. And they are made out of basswood, a light brown wood. So let's go back to what happened last week. Last week, we stopped our story with some kind of cliffhanger. Madame Rigolote was so, so happy to have found humans on Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. And so were the Puy. "Hooray," said Madame Rigolote. "Finally, I cannot wait to build stories with those humans. Hooray!" But then, as she was walking bravely to talk with some humans, something happened. For the very first time, Madame Rigolote, the same Madame Rigolote who brings joy everywhere and spreads some laugh, she got intimidated. That's right, even speechless. She paused and said, "I need a moment, but I'll be right back." She turned around, ran all the way back to the Petit Refuge, you know, the place where all the wooden fellows live. She ran all the way back with her wooden purple clogs, clog, 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 and grabbed something. Remember, that's where we stopped. We were wondering, what did she grab? So what did you think she grabbed? Her courage that she left somewhere in the Petit Refuge, or an invisible cape? No, she simply grabbed her favorite notebook, the one with a soft orange cover, and her favorite fountain pen, the one with the purple ink. Because she thought, if I have to talk to humans, I better be prepared and have some great questions. And what better things to grab to find inspiration than her favorite notebook, the one with a soft orange cover, and her favorite fountain pen, the one with, yes, the purple ink. So she sat down and she thought and thought and thought some more, and ended up writing three questions. The first one was, if you could start a story with "Once upon a time," what would be the first sentence? This question, she thought, would be perfect to show everyone, especially those who may not be convinced they have imagination, that the first thing to do is simply start. The second one was, if there were one twist in your story, what would it be? This question, she thought, would be perfect to encourage anyone to be a bit silly or think out of the box and, you know, to remember that stories often have a surprise hidden somewhere. Finally, the last question, a third question. When you think of the word imagination, what comes to mind? This question, she thought, would be perfect to hear various perspectives and make sure Building Stories on Air, our broadcast, truly meets everyone, wherever they are, wherever you are, our audience at large. Now, as often, we are going to take some music breaks throughout, so you, humans at large, or dear audience, can think about those questions, and if you want to share your thoughts, we are just one email away at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. Or you can just say hi, or dance to the music, or just let some giggles out. We'll be right back. Enjoy Jacques Dutronc. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5 or WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick, and I'm with the Wooden Fellows, Building Stories on Air. So before the break, Madame Rigolote, had just written 3 questions she could not wait. She could not wait to ask humans. So she grabbed her favorite notebook and her favorite fountain pen. Remember the color? Yep, that's right. The one with the orange cover and the fountain pen with some purple ink. She even grabbed her recorder and she ran back to downtown Chapel Hill with her wooden purple clogs. Clock, 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 clock. Alas, for the very second time, the first time being last week, Madame Rigolote, the same Madame Rigolote who brings joy everywhere and spreads some laugh, got speechless. She just couldn't approach any of the humans. She got very intimidated. So she bailed out again and ran back to the petit refuge. Clock, 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 clock. What would you do if you were Madame Rigolote? How would you feel? You have a plan, but you just cannot do it. So she went back to the petit refuge and the other wooden fellows and the hand behind them, me, followed her as we were all a little concerned. And so did the pouille and the bouille, you know, those other creatures who love spreading hopes wherever they go. Maurice grabbed her hand. Petite Clotilde brought her favorite blanket. Pierre Kiroul encouraged her to go hug a tree, something he often does when he feels a little blue himself. Then, in unison, they said, "We want to help! We want to help! We can pretend to be human! It should not be that hard, right? We've lived and explored their world for over a year now. We can pretend to be human." So Madame Rigolote turned on her recorder, quite impressed by the other fellows, and asked, "If you could start a story with 'Once upon a time,' what would be the first sentence?" Maurice, our wooden fellows who remind us that sadness is part of life, said, "Once upon a time, my dear Madame Rigolote, my dear wooden companion who has always been around to cheer me up, once upon a time, Madame Rigolote was feeling a little bit sad." Petite Clotilde, our dreamer, came up with, "Once upon a time, there was a cloud that was so big and so fluffy and so pink and so purple at the same time that I couldn't resist and I jumped on it." Pierre Kiroul, who loves being outside, said, "Once upon a time, Boule de Poil..." Wait, I don't think we've talked about Boule de Poil yet. So he's this wild creature who tags along with Pierre Kiroul. He's not a dog, he's not a cat, he's not a hippopotamus, you know. He's something in between with his orange fluffy fur, long tusks and pointy ears. He's this gentle wild creature always ready to follow Pierre Kiroul when he's not taking a nap, though, because taking naps is something Boule de Poil loves to do. All right, let's go back to Pierre Kiroul. Pierre Kiroul said, "Once upon a time, Boule de Poil woke up from his nap, had a big yawn, oh, stretched, turned around and went back to sleep. Wen Pui said, "Once upon a time, I was in the story." You know by now, those Puis, they just love being the main characters of any story. And the Bui mostly listened, as they often do. What would you have said? Madame Rigolote was so touched that she asked the second question. If there were one twist in your story, what would it be? Maurice said, "The twist would be that I, Maurice, a proud tout triste, which means quite sad, who cannot wear anything but grey clothes, would wear a colourful hat to cheer up my dear Madame Rigolote." And Madame Rigolote could not help but giggle, because she did knit him a few months ago quite a colourful hat, and he had always refused to wear it. Petite Clotilde said the twist would be that once she jumped on the cloud, she could not stop bouncing and bouncing and bouncing and bouncing some more. Pierre Kiroul said, "My twist would be me telling Boule de Poil, 'Can you not wake up for once? Come on, let's go outside. So much to see, so much to do, so much puzzle to jump in.'" The Pui said, "Can I be the twist? Can I be the twist?" The Pui just love being part of any story. That's the main character as a twist. They just want to be included. And the Pui continued to mostly listen, as they often do. So, how would you feel if you were Madame Rigolote right now? Let's take another music break, and so you, or humans at large, or dear audience, can share your thoughts at Building Stories on Air at gmail.com, or you can just dance, or let some giggles out, or grab a glass of water, that's important too. We'll be right back. Enjoy Once I Was 7 Years Old by Lucas Graham.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, "Go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely." Once I was 7 years old.
Welcome back to WCOM 103.5, WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows, Building Stories on Air. So before the break, Madame Rigolote was having a wonderful and supportive time with the other Wooden Fellows, who were all pretending to be humans to cheer her up, answering the question she had planned for humans, but couldn't quite ask them yet. "All right, last question," she said. "When you think of the word imagination, what comes to mind?" Maurice said, "Freedom. When I use my imagination, I can be free. I can wear a colorful hat, and I would never, ever do that outside of my imagination." Petite Clotilde said, "Dreams. When I use my imagination, I can dream while I'm awake. I can be anything. I can bounce and bounce and bounce some more. Pierre Kiroul said, adventures. When I use my imagination, I can go on all kind of adventures that I may not quite be brave enough for in real life. Guess what Depuy said? When I think of imagination, I think about me. I'm telling you, those Puys, they just love being part of any stories. The Puy continue to mostly listen, as they often do. You are the best, said Madame Rigolote. I'm back to being my joyful self. Then she turned to the human being, as I like to call me, the human being, and said, I don't think I'm still quite ready to go back to Franklin Street. But do you think you could share my questions with some of your human friends? And I said, I know just the perfect believer to reach out to. Let's take another music break. We'll be right back. A song for younglings from a singer that I truly enjoy, even as an adult, Raffi, with I Wonder If I'm Growing. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick, and I'm with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air. So before the break, our music break, Madame Rigolote had just asked her human friend, me, to share her questions with a believer. So we do know some people who believe in the Petit Refuge and in the mission of the Wooden Fellows. You know who you are. And so magic happened. Madame Rigolote got her wish and got some answers from two human beings that she had never met, Lara and Eli. So Madame Rigolote gathered all the Wooden Fellows. Maurice grabbed his favorite rock, Petite Clotilde her favorite blanket, and Pierre Kiroul cuddled with Boule de Poil. And they listened.
If I was going to start a story with once upon a time, I would say, once upon a time, there was a little girl who liked very soft things, like a blanket that was silky and a furry, soft, sweet cat with a little bit of a damp nose.
Oh, said Petite Clotilde, that could be me with my soft blanket. And we do have two purring machines at the Petit Refuge. I would love to hear the rest of the story.
If I were to start a story with Once Upon a Time, the first sentence would be, once upon a time, there was a little boy who loved to go on adventures, and his name was Silly Billy.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, said Pierre Kiroul. The story of a little boy who wants to go on adventures, like me. I cannot wait to hear the rest of the story. And Madame Rigolote said, and what a silly name for a character.
If there were to be a twist in my story, it would be that when the little girl touches things, she sees all kinds of colors, and different things feel like a different shade or hue.
Oh, wow, said Madame Rigolote. I can tell you, in the land of seven colors, being able to see all of those colors with different shades and hues, That would be such a hit.
If there was one twist in my story, it would be that he becomes best friends with a lion on one of his adventures.
Best friend with a lion, said Pierre Quirol. Boule de poil, don't you want to be best friend with a lion? The wooden fellows and the pouille and the bouille couldn't stop talking about those twists and the beginning of those stories, and they couldn't wait to hear more about them. What did they say about imagination? Wondered Madame Rigolote.
When I think of the word imagination, what comes to mind is the picture that I create in my head when I'm listening to a story. I'm imagining what the writer is describing and drawing it in my mind.
When I think of the word imagination, what comes to mind is making believe or pretending, like coming up with the image or a story inside your mind.
This is so beautiful, said Madame Rigolote, and such a good reminder how important it is to add details so people can imagine the story. But it's also important to leave some details out, so they can use their own imagination as well. Madame Rigolote was walking on air. This is the best show ever! She was so excited that she picked one of her favorite songs that we are going to listen right now. Her favorite song, so she could let her giggles out. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I hope you let some giggles out with Louise Attaque. Madame Rigolote sure did. So we are back on WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air. And so here we are, another Sunday, another adventure with the Wooden Fellows and the Pouille and the Bouille and Boule de Poil that you met today. And what a journey it was with Madame Rigolote. We continued to learn about the Wooden Fellows, and for the first time, some beautiful human voices shared their imagination with us. So, if you could start a story with Once Upon a Time, what would be the first sentence? If there were one twist in your story, what would it be? And when you think of the word imagination, what comes to mind? Let us know. We would love to elevate your voices next time. We are just one email away at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. Also, as we mentioned at the beginning, we welcome guests every week, either adults or an adult with a young child, parent, grandparent, uncle. You can come and listen from our beautiful radio studio, and you can add on to our story if you feel like it. You saw that even Madame Rigolote, our joyful Madame Rigolote, can get nervous sometimes, but I hope you saw that the Wooden Fellows are here to make sure that everyone feels safe and comfortable while they are building stories. Enjoy your evening, and as always, we'll close our show with Dave Brubeck and Take Five, which was my dad's favorite song.